fourth quarter about to begin. Chillicothe 48, Lexington 25. Chillicothe 13 for Graves, 10 for Marshall, 6 for Fork and Brandsgard, 5 for Sewell, 2 for Burke, Willard playing time for Boone, Swift, and Perry briefly. Chillicothe's ball to start the quarter. Feed inside to Marshall. Throws a head fake. Schneider buys into it. Then Marshall with a rare miss. Marshall 4 of 7 now from inside. Lexington the rebound. Minutemen bring it up top to Nick Johnson. Circle right to Schneider. Right side now to Jonathan Taylor. Cross court to Johnson. They play pitch and catch across the top of the circle. Baseline right now. Nothing there. Back up top to Schneider. Chillicothe, good man-to-man defense. Willard right in the face. Gets a hand up in the face of Jonathan Taylor. Doesn't affect him. Jonathan Taylor with his first points of the game. And Chillicothe's lead is 21, 48-27. Fourth quarter just beginning. Sewell right wing. They work it up top to Adler Marshall. Guarded by Schneider for Lexington. Right wing to Willard. Dish inside to Big Walker Graves. Graves with 15 off a nice bounce pass from Willard. Man, those two have been friends since they were about a day old, I think. 23-point lead again for Chillicothe. They've led by as many as 23 a couple of times. Shot doesn't fall for Lexington. Graves comes up with the rebound. Dish down court to Marshall. Adler Marshall off the rim and gets it to fall. Marshall with a dozen. And Graves with 15, good inside presence. With those two, it's a 25-point lead. Referees spot a whistle or spot a foul. Blocking foul. Adler Marshall with 3. Team fouls even at 4 apiece. Dylan Howell will check in for the Minutemen, and Matthew Wilson earns a well-deserved break. They inbound it to Howell on the wing. Lexington works it up top to Jonathan Taylor. Left wing to Schneider. Howell baseline left, guarded by Graves. For Chillicothe, 6:10 left to play in this ball game. Chillicothe leads at 52-27. Free throw line, drive inside, a little trying to, Howell trying to dribble and twist his way around Graves, and Graves about twice Howell's size, and Graves going to be called for the foul. Just the first foul on Walker Graves. Fifth team foul, 4 team fouls on Lexington. Fouls really haven't been a situation for anyone just yet on either team. First free throw, no good off the rim for Dylan Howell. He'll get a second attempt in the act of shooting. 6:02 left to play in the ball game. I want to thank Steve Maxey and all his crew here at NCMC for their assistance, getting me a table to set up at and everything. Howell makes the second one. 1 out of 2, and it's a 24-point lead, and another whistle. Pushing off this time on Sewell. Connor Sewell with his first. 6th team foul. And Schneider across the timeline works against Marshall. Marshall gives him a step, and Schneider, nice aggressive dribble drive to the floor. Schneider showing some promise. He's got 9 to lead his team off the bench. And it's a 22-point lead, 52-30. Chillicothe still leads it. Jonathan Burke set to check in. Lob inside to Walker Graves. Throws a head fake. Logan Marshall bites the worm on the hook. And Walker Graves pulls out a 10-pound bass and a couple of points to go with it. 24-point lead for Chillicothe. Jump ball as Graves denies Nick Johnson. Marshall checks out. And Jonathan Burke checks in. It's a held ball. Possession arrow pointing Lexington's way. 5:23 left to play, 54-30. Chillicothe on top by 24. Lexington lobs up top to Jonathan Taylor. Taylor working against Willard. Stops outside the paint. Pops it up and in. Just shy of the high post. Taylor with his second bucket, both in this quarter. Inside to Burke. Kicks it out to Willard. Willard for 3 ball. No, off the rim. Burke with a nice rebound and stick back. Burke crashed the boards. Used his 6-7 frame, put it back up and in after Willard missed the tray. 56-32, 3-pointer doesn't fall for Schneider. He's 1 of 5 now. 24-point lead for Chillicothe, 56-32. Willard left wing, approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Gets it to Burke just outside the paint. Short jumper doesn't fall, but Graves is there for the follow. Man, Chillicothe doing expert work on the offensive boards tonight, especially in this quarter. Coach going to be pleased with that, I believe. And it's 26-point lead for the first time tonight. Chillicothe, 4:19 left to play. As Howell tried to drive inside, and Chillicothe strips the ball cleanly from him. Willard, spin move, goes to the hole. Oh, doesn't get it to fall. Had a beautiful spin move through traffic. Couldn't get it to fall, though. Lexington brings it down court, and what do we got here? We'll sort it out. Wait for the official's call. Blocking foul Graves. Called on Walker Graves. Graves with his second foul. Seventh team foul. Lorenzo Crumble checks back in, and Logan Marshall sets down. So waiting at the line, Nick Johnson as more players check in. Boone and Paff check in. Sewell and Bransgard will set down. Chillicothe has used 11 players in the game so far. Lexington has used 9. At the line, 23, Nick Johnson. Looking to get a couple of points for his team without moving the clock. Misses the front of a 1-1. First trip to the line for Johnson, unsuccessful. Chillicothe the rebound. Inside to Burke, kicks it out to Boone. Booney drives the baseline. Pops it up, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound. Lexington and Crumble crosses the timeline. Right side, wide open three ball off the rim. Not enough mustard on that Jonathan Taylor hot dog. He's 0 for 3 from the outside. Now another whistle. Hacking call. It's a 1-1 for Schneider. Jack Willard called for the hack. His third. Marshall with 3. Gavin Schneider at the line for a 1-1. Eighth team foul, 58-32. Chillicothe leads at 3:40 left to play in the game. And missed the free throw, but stepped over the line before it drew anything. So unsuccessful visit to the free throw line for Gavin Schneider. Willard across the timeline, over to Paff, right wing. Inside to Graves. As Jonathan Taylor reached over the top of Graves to try and deny him of the pass and made definite contact with Walker Graves. Jonathan Taylor with 4 fouls. Paff inbounds it inside to Graves. Graves loses the handle on it, still fighting for it, then goes out of bounds. They say out of bounds off of Coolin for the Minutemen. C.J. Paff will inbound it on the baseline. Midway down the left baseline. Slap of the basketball. Feet inside to Graves. Count it. And a bonus coming up. Walker Graves has 21 points. He is 8 of 10 from inside. That's pretty respectable. Paff on the inbounds pass. Inbounds play worked perfectly. That is on Schneider, his third. His second, rather. Sixth team foul. And Graves turns a 3-point trick. Graves with 22 points comes out of the game. A round of Chillicothe fan applause. Lexington brings it down court. Jonathan Taylor. Circle left to Florence. Back up top to Logan Marshall. Circle right to Brenton Florence. Up top to Jonathan Taylor. Around the horn they go. Schneider pulls up, free throw line, count it. High post jumper. Gavin Schneider leads his team with 11. And that prevents the running clock. 27-point Chillicothe lead. Paff right wing. Up top to Willard. Willard looks off a tray. Decides not to shoot it. Fork inside to Burke. Burke scores himself up, drops it in from inside the paint. Jonathan Burke to Fork. Three-pointer off kilter. Gavin Schneider has 14 points, and Chillicothe's lead is 26. And there's a stolen ball by Logan Marshall. Willard sticks right with him, came up and picked Willard's pocket cleanly. Marshall left wing, drives inside to the low post. Tries to send it over to Schneider. Schneider stepped away from it. I think he may have thought Chillicothe knocked it out of bounds, but no, they say it's Hornets ball. Hunter Swift checks in. And Willard sets down. Swift, Fork, Boone, Burke, and Paff on the court for Chillicothe right now. Chillicothe dressed out 11. All 11 have seen good playing time. Booney sends it in to Burke, and Burke with a bucket. Boone the assist. Burke having his way against the much shorter players. Lexington. Jonathan Taylor gets his third bucket of the quarter. He was pretty quiet the first three quarters. He's had a pretty good fourth quarter here. Left wing Swift up top to Boone. Circle right to Paff. Up top to Burke. Back over to Swift, working it around the perimeter. Paff sends it high post to Burke. Burke pivots, shoots from six, count it. Burke, turnaround jumper. Jonathan Burke with 10 now. 67-39, Chillicothe. 28-point lead for the Hornets, and we got a referee's whistle. Blocking foul on Chillicothe, the ninth team foul. Second one on Burke. Minute 13 left to play here on KCHI Chillicothe just after 6 o'clock. It's been a great game for the Hornets. Everyone's contributed. Free throw line, free throw, I should say. No good for Schneider. Paff brings it across the timeline up top to Jonathan Burke. Circle left to Boone. Lobs it into Peyton Fork. Fork double team. Count it. I think they're going to call the foul on Brenton Florence, maybe. Peyton Fork has 8 points off the bench, and Florence with his second foul. William Perry checks in now, and Burke sets down. Under a minute to play. It's the running clock rule now. And Fork doesn't get it to fall. Across the timeline, Schneider pulls up from the three-point line, dumps it off to Florence. Florence pulls up midway down the baseline, doesn't get a long-range deuce to fall. Chillicothe, the rebound, they cross with 29 seconds. Hornets will improve to 8-1 on the season. Fork up top, right side to Paff with 22 seconds left. To Swift. Swift pulls up free throw line, and that's going to be a foul on the dribble drive. Jonathan Taylor. I think that is it on Taylor? And Swift off the back of the iron. Fork with a rebound. He doesn't get it to fall. I think he got a poke in the eye there at the very tail end by one of the Lexington players, an accidental poke. And Chillicothe wins it 69-39 to improve to 8-1. And we will take a break here, and they're looking at Fork as he got the rebound, tried to put it back up, and one of the players for Lexington tried to block it, and Fork not wearing his goggles or his glasses, so I think he'll be okay. So 69-39, Chillicothe beats Lexington 69-39, and we'll be back with stats after this on KCHI.